B-Pod Studios.
You want to talk sports in Boston, you talk to these guys.
That will not be a recycled take.
Right. But it's a retake. It's a reheated take. Microwave take.
Zolak and Bertrand.
Not good.
On 98.5, the Sports Hub.
We waited all through the year for the day to appear. And we could be together in harmony. You know the time.
Bryan Adams, another rock singer or any singer that figured it out. Hardy, let's take you back to high school, right? High school, junior high.
You see this behind you, Hardy? Fowler already has a tweet from Katarina on the screen. There's a weird Fowler-Katarina obsession there. I think the real stalker might be Fowler. Milliken giving me a thumbs, double thumbs up from Milliken there.
We've had that theory for a while.
What did Lau throw on?
Katarina tweeting, before I was cut off, I wanted to take a moment to remember the Pats Bucks giveaway fiasco where Lau ruined everything and we spent the day beating on him.
What did Lau ruin?
Wanted us to be creative.
Oh, that's right. Well, I had the best idea ever.
You think the show was creative enough?
I had the best idea ever.
On the show. No, my name, really.
I had the best idea ever, and Radzik shot it down.
Right. We wanted to do the
COVID.
The Lau lookalike contest.
That was because of what he said, though.
I wanted 5,000 Laus in my parking lot. Just walking around with their hands. Yeah. Like this. Doing nothing.
Bert Breer, the MMQB, is with us. To follow up on this Bills point, Bert, I think if the Patriots win on Sunday, it validates their win out there. And if they lose on Sunday, it goes the other way. Look at that win and say, that wasn't real because
it was under all the circumstances.
They didn't have to throw Sunday, and they were able to run a million times.
They kill the Bills if they win Sunday.
I don't know about that. They built something over 5 years.
Nice 11-month run.
But I don't know.
Zola's so anxious to have the franchise die out there.
It's not 11 months, though. It's 5 years. They've been to the playoffs three of the last 4 years. Like after not going for 18
Congratulations.
Years.
Not only that, they played their ass off in the second half the following week, and I thought out of the gate, oh no, the Bills, when they played Brady in Tampa.
Yeah. I think they sort of found something in the second half. I would agree.
I think they look good.
I hope the same people give the Patriots the same second half surge.
I think it speaks to their character a little bit.
I think you found out stuff about Mac in the second half of the game. I don't think the whole Colts game was negative. I look at the second half of that game. That was the first chance that you had to see Mac in third and long. That was the first chance you had to see him down by double digits. And I thought he actually nutted up and played well down the stretch. That throw to Hunter Henry, if this guy becomes...
Who had better receivers, Allen or Mac?
Allen does.
Okay, thanks.
What about it?
Well, yeah, I was going to say, your point is?
It helps yourself when you're trying to make that run and put somebody on your back that you got people you could actually throw it to.
Worried about who the Patriots will have a receiver this weekend, Bert.
Because of Kendrick Bourne.
Aguilar getting hurt. Harry's hurt. Bourne is hurt.
And we'll see.
Bourne has COVID.
I'm hearing Harris and Aguilar trending towards playing.
Oh, good. So. Excellent. That will help. That'll fix that problem.
Well, Harris would be huge because of how you would.
I was told he could have played last week.
How you want to play that team. Yeah. Like having Harris would be huge.
Yeah.
And, with Harris, you give him the 3 weeks off then because you had the bye. And giving them the week off against the Colts makes sense.
I think that if you beat Buffalo this weekend, you can sort of look back at the Indy game, too. Not just to validate the win at Buffalo, but also look back at last week and say, hey, it was an aberration. Yeah. Every team has a bad game. They have a bad half. They're coming off the bye. And, hey, they had a bad half of football and it doomed them in that game.
I also think
if they lose, now all of a sudden it's a trend and you say, oh, you frauds. You beat a bunch of bad teams, didn't you?
See, I think
it's a huge swing on this game.
I think you can look at the Indy game both ways. I think on one end is the price you pay for starting a rookie quarterback that you're going to have days like that where he's going to put the ball in the other team's hands. That said, it's a great sign for Mac that he could compartmentalize that and play as well as he did down the stretch of the game. So I think there was both the good and the bad of Mac there. There was, a couple of those throws he was late on. He gave those guys a chance to make plays. He looked a little out of sorts at points in the game. This is the first time we saw him playing from way behind and in long yardage a lot. And there were definitely flaws there. But we also saw that he was able to compartmentalize it, not just fall apart when he was faced with a performance like that.
Back to your call, 617-779-0985. Nick in the car. Thanks for hanging on.
What's up, fellas? Happy Christmas, New Year, all that. So I was going to talk about the Patriots, but decided to hop on the Schmooze Fest. You guys are a big part of my day-to-day, so I want to say thank you for everything you guys do every single day.
Is that just today or every day?
Every day, baby.
No, every day.
I call you guys. It's
like the price of admission to get on the air today.
How you doing?
Good. How you doing?
How you doing?
No, seriously. I mean this. Like, how you doing?
I'm doing well. Two of the funnier moments that I had from this year was when Milliken was comparing Juan Soto to Ted Williams. I thought that was pretty hilarious. And the other one just happened about 45 minutes ago when Phyllis tried saying that Zoe doesn't mock anyone. That was pretty hilarious, too.
I don't mock people.
Yeah, that's all you do.
No, I don't.
You do it in a loving way.
I try to talk to, like, if I get in a group of people and this type of slang or verbiage that's being used, like, hey, I could talk that way.
And lastly, I think I may have figured out a way to say the number in the way that the British guy does it.
Yeah, 617.
So I'm going to give it a shot here and see what you guys think. Want to talk sports? Give us a call here at the Hub. Pick up the telly. 61-777-90985.
Nailed it.
Not bad. People are also saying that I had a birds and bees discussion that I don't remember.
Oh, yeah. You had a birds and bees discussion.
The talk?
I didn't do the talk. I don't do the talk with the kid. I had a different talk with him about Santa.
When are you planning on doing that other talk?
We don't do that one. He figured that out already. Based on his search history.
What'd you give him, a quiz?
No, based I gave him Google. My gift to you as a father, Google. It up.
That's what they say. The best parents do that. Pornhub. Just figure it out on the internet Pornhub.
Yeah. I think
they'll show you.
I think my talk with my dad on that was something like, you know about
my
all
dad
that,
never
right?
had to talk to me. My dad.
Like, you know about all that stuff, right? Yeah. Like, okay, good. We're good.
My Uncle Chuck used to bring me rubbers.
Yeah.
We prefer the phrase condoms.
So we got the cousin that's a sailor on the America's Cup team.
What's up, Uncle Chuck. Uncle Chuck used to drive 3 hours to my high school game. And he used to call me Bradshaw, and he gave me a brown paper bag with a bunch of condoms in it every home game. Love you, Uncle Chuck. He's watching. He's down in Florida right now watching. My man. My dad's brother. I didn't know what to do with him, but...
I want to come to Christmas. You know that
Uncle Chuck went to Delaware, was coached by Tommy Raymond himself.
Undefeated team.
How about that?
And Kennedy got whacked.
Blue ends, baby. Blue ends.
Yeah. Delaware, big double-A powerhouse.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Flacco went there.
Yep.
Karen's in Virginia. Hey, Karen.
Hey, guys. I just want to say Merry Christmas and Happy New Year.
Merry Christmas.
I listen to you guys every day. You make my day.
Oh, Karen. Hello.
Sorry, Karen. That was Rob Gronkowski saying hello to you.
Oh, hello, Karen.
Hello, Karen.
Oh, Karen. Hey. Hello.
Hey, I am not that Karen.
Right.
Different Karen, but still works.
Yeah.
Okay, Karen.
Good stuff, Karen.
Thank you, Karen. Peter Griffin's on the line. Peter.
Hey.
Hey, Joe. I believe you said you would never name your kid Ryan. Is that right?
Correct. After that, hey Ryan, why don't you stop eating the sand?
Commercial.
Exactly. Well, I am never going to eat chips again. Kim, but I have plenty of chips. Free chips for everyone. Yeah, shut up.
That's so weird.
What happened?
I don't know.
What? You got cut off.
I got it.
What'd you get,
Dad? Free chips for everyone.
Oh, ew, you mean the car shortage? No, Dad.
Oh,
no more chips for you.
It's a commercial we run.
Yes. Yeah.
Gotcha. Yes. Okay.
Hey, Charles. Oh, that Ryan commercial, though. Kids are the greatest.
I think Bert's enjoying his time here
Ryan.
Today.
Ryan.
As long as the check clears, Beetle.
It'll clear. Don't worry.
Jim knows what was coming today.
Some reports out there floating about our revenues around here. I don't know if you've seen those things on the interwebs.
The place is making money.
Let's get back to your calls after this.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Zone Beatles.
Phone phone lines are always open for you.
Answer the phone!
Give us, if you want to call up out of the blue.
Answer the phone!
98.5, the Sports Hub.
Cary, Indiana. Yeah. Jackson 5. What do you want, Tito? You want a new guitar?
What do you think Marlon wants?
I'll take something really good with a bass voice.
They hated Michael, didn't they? You think the brothers hated Michael?
No, I don't think they hated him.
No, I mean, they think he made him money, but then I think, you know, when he broke off, it became what he was. Then it got real.
They may have been jealous. I don't think they hated him.
This is a badass. Give me I want your back next.
I mean, you think any of those kids had any thoughts of their own under the watchful eye of Joe?
I think they did what Joe wanted them to do.
Yeah, I think that was how that went.
And if you didn't, you
what
you,
dad says
you
goes. Price. Right.
Yep. Dad ran that family.
Or else.
Yep.
Brian's in Drake today. Hello, Brian.
Hey. What's up, boys? What's up, Joe?
What's up?
Quick story for you guys, and a thank you to you, Zoe. So about a year ago, my mother's up in New Hampshire. She's walking through Market Basket, and she goes down the near the beer section, and guys are taking down the displays. And she says, hey, you guys going to throw that out, that Scott Zolak, Sandy? Can I take that? Guy says, yeah, go ahead. You can have it. So she gives it to me. Knows I'm a big fan, love the show, right?
She didn't desecrate it, right? Like most people do that I get.
Well, no.
From...
This, okay. No, this thing saved us, man. And I'm not kidding. I talked to your wife about this, right? So
where'd you talk to my wife about this?
Well, this was about 6 months ago. So what happened was my girlfriend and I own a camper up in New Hampshire at a campsite, and we got a screen porch that's kind of built around the outside. So when we're closing down last year, we figure out that the door to go inside the camper is broken and it won't lock.
Okay.
So I'm like, well, we got to close this thing down. What are we going to do?
Call Zoe.
So we put curtains up. I said, you know what? I'm putting that Scott Zolak standy in this chair right here, and I'm leaving this thing. So I duct tape this thing up, get it all ready. We close everything down, put some locks on the screen porch. I come back in March of this year, make sure everything's okay on the first day. Mm-hmm. So I walk towards the back of the camper, and I see that the screen is all pushed in, the metal and the, you know, around the door is broken. They tried to break the lock off. And just as I'm seeing this, the owner of the campsite comes down. He says, hey, you know, is your campsite okay? Is anything taken? There's like two other people that their camper was broken into. Everything is gone. TVs, any video games, anything they left is gone. So I'm looking, and I crawl in through the door, and I look. I'm like, everything's here. We're good.
So
had to call the cops and make a police report. The cop comes. He pushes through the screen. He goes, is that Scott Zolak sitting in that chair over there? He goes, I'm pretty sure. He goes, hey, I've been to these other campsites. He goes, everything is completely gone. Anything that people had. He goes, your camper is completely fine, and there's nothing taken except your windows kicked in. I think that's Scott Zolak, Sandy. Some must have thought that was a real person.
Damn right.
Nobody touched any of our stuff.
Don't mess with us.
You saved us.
Great story.
Wow. That's like that scene in Home Alone.
I do that, too.
Like yeah, that's right.
When I was doing the Coors Light standees, and this is probably started, what, eight years ago at least, I used to scare the hell out of my little ones. Like, in the middle of the night, I'd take the standees and put them next to their bed. Mm-hmm. When they wake up, there's Dad holding a drink of them. I'm like, that scared the hell out of them.
You look like the standee.
I want to know when he talked to my wife. I'd like to go back to when did he talk to my wife?
What was that Brian knows your wife. Nothing you need to be concerned with.
What do we got?
Shaggy in the car.
Shaggy!
Shaggy's on the couch today, boys.
No golf.
Guys, I want to thank you from early COVID 2020 get me on the rejoiners on Champs-Élysées and talking about hockey and, you know, caddying at TCC.
But yeah,
I
want to wish you guys
a Merry Christmas. I listen to you guys 365 days a year. Appreciate what you guys
thank
do.
You
guys are not just the Three Musketeers, but you guys are a cog in everybody's wheel. You get us through and got us through what you did during COVID and so forth and so on. And you guys listen to your callers. you know, from 10 to 12.
Shaggy, it's called human interaction, actual human interaction, without telling people to speed up and get to the call and get to the point. No, we actually like our callers.
100%.
Who doesn't?
Very well. Well said, though. And Bert, you know, you've gone through trials and tribulations. We all have. Yeah. Hardy, you're such a, you know, a good stand-up guy for the journey you have in your life. And you guys are just amazing. You treat us, I'm low in the world, low in the world. And you guys are echelon, and you get us through every single day. But more importantly, you make my days bright ever since I moved back up here from West Palm and Jupiter. And I appreciate you guys. Hope to see you at the U.S. Open. And God bless every single one of you and your families.
Thank you, Shaggy.
But let me tell you something.
That was really nice.
That guy's a looper at the country club. Low on the totem pole. Right. He's up here. That guy is.
Yeah. I didn't know we were upper echelon.
Echelon of society, Shaggy is.
I noticed that. He rubs
elbows with the famous people.
He doesn't even know what a big deal he is.
Yeah, I noticed this when you and I played Myopia.
Is he working
And
the
we,
open
we had that one. We had that one caddy that kept running out looking for the ball. My buddy got real pissed at him. Like, dude, just chill. Okay.
Yeah.
Remember we were in Myopia? And
yeah. Bring it home.
He wasn't a big fan of the caddy that day.
Because he is.
Could just say next time.
What happened to Billy the Looper?
I just think next time we go to Myopia, we get a better caddy. That's all.
I think our caddy was great that day. And I don't know what happened to Billy the Looper, but I'm going to have him on the golf show again in the spring. He was real good.
Billy?
Yeah, you enjoyed his segment.
I do.
Zoe did too.
I do like Billy the Looper.
Zoe heard Billy the Looper when I asked.
Why do we have four engineers in the control room?
Oh, I don't know.
What, he's getting your hours in before the holidays get here?
Let them do their work.
Jesus.
There's a keyboard that's been unplugged.
Oh, really? So you need five of them to come up here to plug one in? Tyler could do that himself. Jesus. Don't one stop. The other one will run into the other, right? Boom, boom, boom.
You know who knows famous people? Bert Breer knows famous people.
Do you?
Multiple famous people.
Multiple, yes.
He knows multiple famous people.
Where's Urban Meyer right now? What's he doing?
I think he's actually back in Columbus.
No, the thing
I don't know what he's doing.
What's he looking for there?
That I can't believe I never thought to ask Bert about was Jeremy Strong, number one, from Succession, but he also knows Chris Evans.
Oh,
yep. Like, those are famous actors.
Captain America?
You know both
Well, so
of those
Jeremy
guys.
Strong was a year ahead of me at Lincoln Sudbury. Chris Evans was a year behind me at Lincoln Sudbury.
And Jeremy Strong was an a-hole?
Jeremy Strong's dad and my dad coached Little League Baseball together when we were kids. So, yeah.
Nice. Look at that.
I never would have, you look at Mike Lopez, who's the son of my high school football coach, works for the NFL now, like does stats for the league and everything else. Like,
did he work for Lopez down there with Miami at the Lopez Motors?
No, there's no, I don't.
Don't listen to him.
Don't know.
Just keep
don't know of it.
Just keep going.
But he tweeted out.
Tony!
He tweeted out a couple weeks ago, like the playbill from 1998 or whatever it was.
Like a high school play?
Playbill. And it was Chris Evans and Jeremy Strong were on it.
Jesus,
and it was like
Christmas.
And then he tweeted it like next to it, a picture of him on the freshman football team. And he's like, man, we thought we were so much cooler than them.
Well, they're very, very famous and probably very, very wealthy now.
Yeah.
We know Chris Evans is.
Yeah.
6177
And if Jeremy Strong isn't yet, he's about to be.
He's on his way.
Yeah.
On his way. Joe is in the truck today. Hey, Joe.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Hey.
How you doing?
Good.
So, just wanted to call it to the last show. Just wanted to say thank you very much for everything you do. Listen to you guys every day, yada, yada, yada.
Beetle,
I actually have a story with you. I worked at Duluth Trading, and you came in one time.
Oh, Duluth Trading Company. Yeah.
Yeah, you had that Sports Illustrated. So, you're the guy with the SI.
Yeah, so it's kind of cool that Bert Breer's there because, you know, it's kind of like a flex to inside thing. So, yeah, I have a Rob Gronkowski's rookie cover, Sports Illustrated, but it's addressed to Bill Belichick, but signed by Gronk. So I thought that was kind of cool to tell you guys.
That's pretty good.
But again, just, you know, just everything you do, appreciate it. And I do have a joke for Zoe that I've been trying to tell
him
for 2 years.
Okay, let's do it.
Not dirty, it's good.
All right,
though.
Let's do it.
All right, Zoe. So where does a rabbi get his coffee?
Where did the rabbi get his coffee?
Where does he get his coffee?
Where does he get his coffee? I don't know. Where does he?
He brews it.
That is a Zoe joke, if I've ever heard one.
I'm not doing the other one.
I got a good one.
Headlines.
Did you understand his SI story?
I did.
Someone was able to obtain Bill Belichick's copy of SI from the stadium, which was a piece of memorabilia by itself, and then he got it. It was Gronk on the cover as a rookie, and he got it signed.
Right.
It's pretty good.
Address label. Right.
Yeah, but it was legit. It wasn't like a fake. Yeah. It was actually
that's pretty good.
Friend of a friend was able to take the magazine out of the out of the coach's bathroom at Gillette Stadium. headlines here with Hardy. Another chance to win Patriots tickets coming up 1 hour from now.
A rabbi, a Jewish guy, and a black guy.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
You say dialogue, so says.
It's nice to have sort of this open dialect with you to where...
Dialogue.
What'd I say?
Dialect.
I said dialect.
Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
I'll say something moving forward here. Can we stop with the new makeovers? Just get back to the classics, like the real Christmas songs when we were kids. And you can also, as I drive the bus, add jokes to the calls.
Yeah.
I would say this is the first real miss by T-Bone today on the region.
This is a major, major disappointed miss.
Yeah. At least there's energy and it's upbeat. I'll give it that. Some of the songs have been a little more dreary today.
I have a question. How much does it cost to park Santa's sleigh?
If you had to park it?
How much?
Nothing. It's on the house.
Okay. There you go.
I need more of those. Let's go.
More of those, too. Yep. Okay. Update from Patriots practice today. The Patriots are without Nelson Agholor, Kendrick Bourne, as well as Ramondre Stevenson.
Oh, man.
All three are missing from practice, but Damian Harris is out there.
Nice.
Jim McBride described him as being free and easy along with N'Keal Harry.
Free and easy.
That's what he said, free and easy.
That's nice.
I never thought I would look at N'Keal Harry being present at practice as some sort of, oh, good, he plays receiver.
Well, I mean, he did get bent sideways and looked like he got all contorted and thought, oh, man, here's another injury for him. Like, he got whacked.
He did make a catch.
Big one.
I do think that was a legal hit on him. People still calling for like helmet. That was not helmet to helmet on a Harry hit.
Colts didn't see it coming.
What?
Colts didn't see that. Colts didn't see you throwing in N'Keal Harry coming. Yeah.
I mean, you play him enough eventually, you know. Yeah. You gotta find something.
Mm-hmm. Right. How are players reacting to the new COVID rule changes in the NFL, Bert?
I think it's what most of them wanted. Mm-hmm. And you know, like really what it boiled down to at that owner's meeting last week was, and I think I said this to you guys, last Thursday, was what Omicron is and what all the evidence tells us it is that it's more contagious. So it's going to spread faster and it's got less serious symptoms. And so, you know, I know what one of the owners said to me was, so we've got more of a problem for less of a reason, which is why they wanted to go back and look at this again.
Yep.
And I can tell you, like, players had sort of grown tired of, there's nothing wrong with me yet, I have to sit out.
So you said what?
I'm going to push through a banged up. I'm going to push through the flu. I'm going to push through like a twisted knee. I'm going to push through a turned ankle. Mm. But, you know, I have to sit and cost myself money in some cases, because you know how these guys' bonus structure works and everything else, and you know how much they're going to be able to make the next year.
Right.
And like, guys were saying, like, there's nothing wrong with me. Why are you constantly searching for this? And so, like, the change in the policy is basically, let's stop looking for the virus and let's treat symptoms.
How'd you pronounce it? Omicron or Omicron?
Omicron, I think.
That Omarian variant.
Omarian?
Omarian. So as a result of all the COVID issues that have happened in the league, we've had football left and right here the last few days.
It's been awesome.
Doubleheader on Monday night. Could that eventually become a thing that is more permanent in the schedule? They've done it at the start of seasons before. Could that become something that becomes more frequent?
They discussed it. I think in 2023, the new television deals, you're going to get a couple more of them. I got to look that up again because I know it was something that they discussed. And the reason why they discussed it was they wanted to put some of the games on ABC. Right. So there was going to be
network TV.
Right.
Was a big
so like
part
there was going to be it was going to be like one starts at 7:00. The other one starts at 8:30. They were going to stagger them. But I'm not sure because they were going to eliminate. They eliminated the week one one.
And right, then, they didn't do it this year. First time in, I think, 15 years they hadn't done
it. Right, but they discussed the idea. And again, I got to look up whether or not it's actually going into the contracts. But I know ahead of the television deals that kick in 2023, they had talked about putting, I think, 3 or 4 or 5, something like that, yeah. Monday night doubleheaders in there. One of them, I think, was going to be set for Columbus Day weekend. They were going to sort of do it that way.
It's got to be tough, though, if you wanted to do that regularly, specifically for the West Coast. Even if you do the split start, if you're doing a 7 o'clock start, that's a 4 o'clock kick on a weekday for people on the West Coast.
Right.
And that they're going to give up a ton of audience to that. And
the question is what it would mean ratings wise and
right.
all of that.
That's what it's all about.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So like, and I think that's a fair question to ask. And if you put it on 10 o'clock East, that, and a lot of people had said like, well, why don't you do a doubleheader? Because the 10 o'clock Eastern start would probably get dreadful ratings unless you had a really, really attractive matchup.
Right.
So, like, that's something I know they'd work through. I got to look up because there was so much new stuff in the television deals, whether or not that's going in 2023, but it is definitely something they discussed.
Devin's in Taunton today. Hi, Devin.
Devin.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Great.
Hey, Zoe, that was me at the Colts game trying to get down those stairs fast enough. I was trying to get a picture with you, but you walked in that tunnel so damn fast.
I got to move, man. I had to get TV.
It's all good. But, hey, I had a question.
Sorry about that.
It's all good. So, my question is, how much of this Patriots offense actually runs through Damian Harris? Because they really look lethargic running the ball Saturday, and that's just what I wanted to know.
It's a good question. I think, you know, regardless of what running back's in there, whether it's him, whether it's Brandon Bolden, whether it's Ramondre Stevenson, who did not practice today, does it run through them? I'd say 40.
He said through Harris.
Through Damian Harris.
I don't think anything is built for a certain guy. I think they're all –
There's a method to the way they built it. They're all big backs. Bolden's a big back, too.
Bolden should never get the ball in a toss.
Right.
Okay. If anybody you want to toss it to, I think it's Ramondre Stevenson.
But we've talked about that, like how they're built to attack smaller fronts.
They look
right?
the same. I said this, was it?
I mean, there's definitely like a method to the way they built the backfield room, you know?
Three post games ago, I was standing, and all three guys were in there with their shirts off. And not that I'm checking dudes with their shirts off, but I'm like,
well, unless you're eating lunch in the weight room. I mean, that was sort of your thing.
Cookie. My point was they were, and I told you that, I said they're cookie cutter. I always thought Ramondre looked like the smaller guy, and like he's a smaller Jesus, he's big up top. Like,
well,
he's
I know
the same
what they
as
thought
Bolden
of,
and Harris is just all muscle.
And what they thought of with, and the reason they like Ramondre Stevenson, who actually didn't carry the ball that much at Oklahoma,
right?
They thought he was a bigger guy who moved like a smaller guy who could also catch the ball. So it was like, the whole idea with him was sort of similar to Harris, where it's like, here's like a versatile guy who's also got size that can help us attack smaller defensive fronts. And I think that's like sort of the new prototype for like an every down back anyway in the NFL, which is like the 230-pound guy who can play on all three downs.
Real quick here, from Evan Lazar and also Doug Codd following it up, as far as Bill was asked about the COVID guys, he said they're doing really well. And he said there's a chance that Bourne could test out of the COVID protocol by the end of the week. So maybe they feel that they're going to get a guy or two back based on how this has happened or the experience of other guys that have tested into it.
I really don't know the answer to this.
Yeah,
and Bert, maybe you would from, I know you've talked to Alan Sills and all these guys in the league. Do people test negative sooner with Omicron?
What do you mean?
Are they finding that?
It's a good question.
Those with Delta, it would take them a long time to, you know, and I know that people who have had COVID and suffered symptoms sometimes are testing positive for weeks and weeks. For people that are getting the new variant and it's, you know, providing for some no symptoms at all, do they test out sooner?
They're not. But
they're getting out of it quicker.
But they change. No, but they changed the standard. So like that problem still exists. Where like guys are having trouble testing out. What they did was they adjusted it now. Where before it was like a binary thing. It was positive or negative.
Right.
Now it's like if you're under a certain viral load, like there are levels of the virus.
Oh really?
And so now
they can check that.
Yeah, they can check that. So now if you like wind up underneath a certain threshold, then you're good to return.
Wow. That's so interesting. I hadn't heard that.
It's already helped a little bit. It hasn't, like, I think a lot of people thought, like, okay, well, now everybody's going to be back in 2 days after
getting
it.
But see, Cleveland thought that,
too. That hasn't been
the case. Cleveland thought that with Mayfield, that he was going to be back. He did not test out
Cleveland and Washington and the Rams, it actually did. Like, Von Miller was one of the guys. Like it helped with certain guys, but it just didn't help with everybody. You know what I mean? Like, it helped, like, I think it was like a couple of guys per team benefited from it. It'll help. It just won't be everybody.
And I read a story somewhere that the most athletic guys, the most physically fit, the fast, like really athletic guys, it sticks with them longer.
That's
weird. Which is weird.
There's probably some sort of,
because you would think it attacks the people that don't have the type of health, and hey, it's a totally different thing we're still learning about.
So. By the way, just so you guys know, like, just to update what I was saying, that is part of the new television deals.
What?
Monday night doubleheaders.
Yeah.
So starting in 2020.
How regularly?
All right, so it says Disney will now carry 23 games instead of 17 in its previous deal. Football. ABC will air 3 Monday Night Football games, which will not be doubleheaders with ESPN because the timing of the games will overlap. So it's 3 Mondays. You're going to get, I think, like about a 7 o'clock start and an 8:30 start, where one of the games is going to be on ABC and the other game is going to be on ESPN.
So staggered start.
So basically, the first half of one game will be going on when the second half of the other game is going on.
All right, we have one more segment with Bert Breer. And then again, coming up at 1 o'clock, tell your friends, tell your neighbors, tell anyone you know who plays an instrument. We want to hear from them at 1 p.m. That's all on the way.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Can you feel it? Really exciting, right?
Woo! Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Ding, fries are done. Ding, fries are done. What's your problem?
What's it done? Very demanding. We're enjoying a little lunch over here. From 110 Grill.
Thank you, 110 Grill.
It's excellent. Those nachos were good.
Oh, my God.
So they have a 110 Grill at South Bay right up the street. You love South Bay.
Love South Bay. That's where I do all my Christmas shopping. They also have a 110 Grill in Rentham
right by me.
South
Bay where the Target is?
Yeah, right over here.
Yeah, right over here. Yeah.
South Bay, that place is, man, adding things there all the time.
I'll say, hey.
We had a beautiful sandwich platter.
Oh my God, Hardy and I had the split. What was that? Pretzel roll chicken sandwich.
Yeah, I had to hold off pretzel roll. That excellent though.
A little bacon on it.
Those nachos, by the way, those were super nachos. There, Hardy.
Oh, those were
barbecue chicken nachos, but we're calling them super nachos. Yeah.
Lorraine would approve.
35 locations, though, in Massachusetts, New Hampshire, New York, Connecticut, Rhode Island. 110 Grill features modern American cuisine in an upscale, casual atmosphere where you'll always fit in. Great gift card promotions for the holidays. Go to their website, 110 Grill. That's 110grill.com for more info.
I think we got a location down where I'm at, right, in Plymouth.
Yeah, they're everywhere.
Nice. Yeah,
they're everywhere. 35 locations.
Great fireplaces and bars outside. Mm.
All right, let's get back to it here. Jerry and Lowell. Jerry?
Hey, guys.
Hey.
Hey, just wanted to call in and let you guys know I listen to the station all day long. I work from home. And I put the station on when I start to work, and I listen to you guys all day. Yeah. Of all the shows, you guys are by far my favorite because you're
the
most
real. It's the most real non-pre-programmed. Huh? Yeah, I would agree. It's the most real non-pre-programmed show. Yeah.
Yeah, well, no, and you guys are the ones who actually act like Boston sports fans, which I appreciate because the other shows seem like they're just trolls who are out to hate us. But I just want to say I love your show. You guys are my favorite. Other than Jake from Boston, I have to mute the show when that guy comes on.
Well, you listen. So. You know you listen.
It just makes you appreciate everything else that much more.
Thank you, Jerry.
Yeah, it makes you appreciate.
You can't have good without the bad.
Right.
Is what it comes down to.
You need a little balance, Beetle. You got to run the ball.
You got to have the yin and the yang.
You got to throw it. You got to run it. You can't throw it 55 times.
DJ in Canton. Hi, DJ.
What's up, boys?
What's up, DJ?
I got a question for Zone. I'm going to Vegas tomorrow for my birthday. I need the food spots. What's going on?
I will defer to my main man, Hardy Pool. Hardy, he's going to Vegas. I haven't been there in about 15 years.
What are you looking for, yeah, TJ? What kind of food?
Yeah. You want, like, burritos?
Buffets. Like, isn't Vegas known for the buffets?
Caesars. Go to Caesars. Caesars Buffet. Do that for brunch one day. You can show up there. Other than that, I think the buffets get a little overrated.
Yeah.
But that's the one buffet I would definitely hit up while you're there.
Don't eat salad. Don't eat bread.
There's a great burger joint inside of Aria. Yeah, hit that burger joint one night inside of Aria. You'll like that.
Sounds nice. I like saying Aria.
And also, they got a Joe Stone crab there in Caesars.
In the Forum Shops. Yeah. The Joe Stone crab.
Yeah, hit that up. That's great.
And if you get off the strip at all, go find a Roberto's Taco Shop. Get the carne asada burrito. You're welcome.
That's how we roll. Thank you.
That's how Hardy rolls.
John and Woburn. John.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Good. 3 minutes for musical segment. What's up?
Oh, I don't have any musical talent. Sorry.
It's okay.
I wanted to share my favorite Zolak and Bertrand moment this year. It was when you guys were jumping around when Hunter Henry got traded here.
That's
just reminded me of Dale and Brennan when they finished their bunk beds. And
that's
right. They had much room for activities.
That's so much activity space.
All this stuff in here. We could do this, you know.
I saw an outtake of that scene the other day. Yeah. It's right afterward.
So much room to do
when Will Ferrell's like doing his arm, and John C. Reilly's like, "Is it hurt that bad?" He goes, "I don't know. It's a waiting game. We just gotta wait."
Milliken, don't take any calls right now that are not musical calls, because now we're gonna have to start loading up the lines.
Yeah,
we need to.
It's the waiting is the worst part when do the musical thing.
So I got four calls on the line here. Three of them are a joke. So let's get through the jokes as quickly as possible. Are we ready? Good.
Yes.
Go,
Rob in the recliner. Go.
Dale, no power tools. I got a Merry Christmas, boys. I got a joke for Zoe.
Yeah.
How do you fit an elephant into a telephone booth?
I fit an elephant into a telephone booth. I don't know.
I'll give you a hint. You take the C out of cat and the F out of way.
At.
I don't know.
Not a good joke. Jay in New Hampshire, Jay. At. Jay, you got a Christmas joke?
Yes, I have a Christmas joke.
Let's hear it.
What do you have?
This is Zoe. Hey, Zoe.
Hey.
How come the snowman was smiling?
I don't know.
Hey, he saw the snowblower coming.
I use a Honda snowblower. Beetle use Arians, right?
Arians.
Yeah, Arians. Sorry. Yeah.
Working a plug.
That snowblower's coming.
Aaron, they'll be happy.
Hey, put that big corn cob nose and then big all smile right, all the way up. Snowblower.
Connor and Ton with another joke for Zoe. Go ahead, Connor.
Hey, guys. What's up? How you doing?
Good.
I got one for you, Zoe. You hear about that new Christmas store next to Dean College?
The Christmas store next to Dean College in Franklin. I have not.
It's a wreath in Franklin.
R-E-S-P-E-C-T.
Yeah, that's right.
And Dewey in Andover has something for Zoe. Hi, Dewey.
Dewey.
Hello.
Hello.
I got to thank you. First time, long time. You guys bring a lot of joy and happiness all year round.
We
and I thought
that.
I'd try to share some back with you. I got a question for Zoe.
Yes.
You ready, Zoe?
Yeah, bub.
Is that my daughter in the bathtub with the maid?
Wow.
Is that my daughter?
No, it was a good show.
Sitting there in the bathtub.
It was a good
when
show.
When they turn the hot water on, it's falling over with the maid.
It was a good show.
Is that my daughter with the bathtub?
It was all right. It was a good show for a while.
All right. Bert, thank you.
Bert, thanks for being here, buddy.
We appreciate it. Absolutely. 2021, buddy.
Love you, pal. And thanks for the check and the food today.
Yeah, easy no problem.
Yeah, that was
easy one for you.
And consider it your Christmas bonus.
This show today, light lifting and lunch. There you go.
Thank you, Bert.
Thanks, guys. Merry Christmas,
see
everybody.
See you, Bert. Merry Christmas.
QB coming up next, the instrument segment. That would be...
Hey, real
you
quick.
You call up, you play an instrument, 617-779-0985. Yeah, what's up?
Real quick, have you heard of the movie Constipation?
No.
It hasn't come out yet.
Headlines.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music.
Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.